and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from New Zealand, we hear from Sister Judith Ann O'Sullivan. Sister Judith Ann lives in Dunedin and is a preacher and spiritual director. Her preaching today is entitled, Lord, That I May See.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke, chapter 18, verses 35 to 43. As Jesus approached Jericho, a blind man was sitting by the roadside begging, and hearing a crowd going by, he inquired what was happening. They told him, Jesus of Nazareth is passing by. And he shouted, Jesus, Son of David, have pity on me. The people walking in front rebuked him, telling him to be silent. But he kept calling out all the more, Son of David, have pity on me. Then Jesus stopped and ordered that he be brought to him. And when he came near Jesus asked him, What do you want me to do for you? He replied, Lord, that I may see again. Jesus told him, Have sight. Your faith has saved you. And immediately his sight recovered, and he followed Jesus, giving glory to God. When they saw this, all the people gave praise to God. And this is the good news, the Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. A blind person was sitting by the road begging. When one of our senses is lacking, another one takes over to compensate. This blind man could not see, yet he obviously had acute hearing, as he asked the bystanders what was going on. When they told him Jesus of Nazareth was passing, he cried out, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. How did he know about this man Jesus? How do any of us know about Jesus? Perhaps someone had spoken to him of this special person, or maybe the Spirit had stirred up a deep longing within him to encounter the very one who could heal him. Imagine then how he must have felt when the people scolded him, which of course only increased his longing to see this man. Let us listen to his acute hearing. What do you want me to do for you? Said Jesus. No delay in the response. Lord, that I may see. No delay in the response from Jesus either. Receive your sight. Your faith has saved you. At once, the blind man was able to see, and he followed Jesus while all the people praised God. So what does it mean to really see? When we speak about sight, we usually mean the sight of our eyes. However, in the time of Jesus, Aramaic was a rather poetic language, and there would have been resonances and layers of meaning in this dialogue between the two people. Yes, Jesus did restore sight to the blind. However, such happenings were steeped in deeper meanings. Sight is the gift to be able to contemplate deeply, to take a long, loving look at reality. Sight is reality when we see God in all of creation, excluding no one or no thing. Sight enables us to discern wisely and recognize the truth. Sight is proof that the kingdom of God is within us. This reading today from the Gospel of Luke is slightly different from the same story given to us by the evangelist Mark. In Mark's version, Jesus stops on his journey and tells the people to call the blind man to him. on hearing the call of Jesus, the blind man throws off his cloak, jumps up, and goes immediately to Jesus. I think in throwing off his cloak, the blind man offers us a very significant gesture, a symbol of letting go. Being blind, the man had to beg for a living, and his cloak would have been his begging bowl. The act of letting go this security speaks of great faith and trust. The blind man had an inner vision which prepared him to trust that Jesus could and would heal him. Can we let go of all impediments that weaken our sight, our vision of what really matters? What do you want me to do for you, Lord, that I may see? Amen.